USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
At least 10 rockets targeted a military base in western Iraq that hosted U.S.-led coalition troops on Wednesday. It was not immediately known if there were any casualties. The rockets struck the Ain al-Assad Air Base in Anbar Province. Iraqi security forces are leading an investigation into the attack and that they had found the launch pad used for the missiles. President Biden on Tuesday said he is withdrawing Neera Tanden's nomination to be White House Budget Director. Biden said it was Tanden's idea to drop out. Texas is ending COVID restrictions.
Governor Greg Abbott made the announcement Tuesday from a restaurant in Lubbock, claiming that too many Texans have been sidelined from opportunity. Texas is dropping its COVID-19 restrictions on businesses and ending its statewide mask mandate. All businesses of any type can reopen at full capacity as of next Wednesday, March 10th. This statewide mask mandate first went into effect back in July.
Val Dior reporting. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Freedom Health Alliance. Now more than ever, our immune systems are under attack as we face continued turmoil as a nation. Stress, anxiety, illness, masks, lockdowns, and of course this past presidential election. All of these are taking a toll on our mental, emotional, and physical health. Freedom Health Alliance offers incredible products. But before I brought their products to you, I had to experience them for myself. Since taking these products, my energy has increased. My brain fog is gone. I'm sleeping better, and I'm feeling better than I have in years. And of course, the main benefit is to strengthen your immune system. Freedom Health Alliance is offering my listeners an additional 20% off their already unbeatable low prices. Call Freedom Health Alliance toll-free at 888-910-0341. That's 888-910-0341. Just say Wayne Alaroot sent you to get 20% off. 888-910-0341. Or visit FreedomHealthAlliance.com. And use promo code WAR to receive 20% off. That's FreedomHealthAlliance.com.
One lawmaker wants to add more taxes to the wealthiest of Americans. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Senator Elizabeth Warren wants to see a wealth tax on the richest Americans. The Massachusetts Democrat telling reporters it would generate more revenue and opportunity. She's bringing up legislation that would impose a tax on those worth more than $50 million. Grover Norquist is a president of Americans for Tax Reform. He tells CNBC this is not a good move.
Do you want to? You reduce the capital gains tax. Every time we've reduced the capital gains tax rate, higher income people have paid more in taxes, and you've had more growth, and there have been more jobs for everybody. So if you're into hate and envy, go ahead and do the wealth tax. There's a lot of selective discussion about where the wealth tax has succeeded. 15 countries have put in a wealth tax. 11 got rid of them because they discovered how dysfunctional it was.
There will be 14 spring training baseball games today starting at 1:05 p.m. Eastern. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
AAA Baseball has hit a snag trying to open the season. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau has more.
While Major League Baseball appears to be on track to start the season as scheduled in early April, their top minor league clubs will have to wait to play ball. ESPN's reporting that opening day for AAA clubs will be pushed back to the first week of May, which is when the other levels of minor league ball were scheduled to start. The delay gives the major league clubs a chance to operate an alternative site, as they did in the shortened 2020 season, to give players most likely to be called up due to virus cases a place to train.
AAA is the highest level of play in minor league baseball in the United States and Mexico. Before 2008, it was also played in Canada. NASCAR returns to Las Vegas this weekend. Last week's winner, William Byron, was asked by Motor Racing Network, what does he like about the Las Vegas Motor Speedway?
Yeah, I mean, Vegas has become really fun. It's become a really good track for us, and I feel like it's a challenge. I mean, you've got to get around there well, and you've got to have a car that can be dynamic and change lanes and move around the track. So, you know, the top of 3 and 4 has become a really good place to run, you know, especially if your car's a little loose. So, you know, it just depends, but I think that honestly you can move around the track, and it puts on a really good race with this package, because you can draft up on guys but also get some clean air in the corners so you can make a pass on someone. So I enjoy it. I think it brings out the best in this aero package. I mean, the restarts are crazy, so it's fun.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.